T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie and Stoney show, along with Heather and Tom and Greg and Tony. Nothing says Super Bowl quite like prop bets. And these are actual prop bets. Now, Gov made up a few that aren't actual prop bets, right? You just made up some. But I found some that these are things you can actually bet on. Like, for example.
Hold on. Before we get to this, you and I, because I told you this yesterday, there is a prop bet at the William Hill sports gambling place in all over the world.
WillHill.com, I believe, is the website.
Yes, okay. And there's one at the D where you cannot lose. You cannot lose this bet. The odds are crazy. It's 9,900 to 1, and it's the exact number of points each team is going to score. For instance, if you think there's going to be 10 points scored in the game, the odds of 10 are 22 to 1, okay? The odds of a shutout, 150 to 1. They actually, you
wait,
can
wait, so 22 is if for one team.
Yeah, it's like the exact number of
22 points combined.
Exact number of points Eagles, this one is. And then they have another slot for exact number of points Patriots.
Okay.
Okay. Exact number of points, 2 is 9,900 to 1 for the Eagles. So they've only got a safety. But there's also a bet, betting number 2652 on your scorecard, 1. 9,900 to 1.
Can you bet against that, though? You can only bet on that.
Yeah. Well, the maximum prop is a limit of $1,000 on props. So if you bet $1,000 that there won't be 1 point scored, then
Can you bet against that
I don't know. Well,
you can't.
You'd win less than 10 cents.
Right. The bottom line. Exactly. But why do they even have it? It's impossible.
Right.
Unless there's a forfeit and the final score is 1-0.
Right. No, the final score of a football game, I believe, is 2-0. Isn't
correct.
It? It's a forfeit.
Okay, so you can actually bet on something that can't happen.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
The prop bets, like, for example, this one.
0-1.
Donald Trump tweets. How many times will President Trump tweet during the game itself? So it has to be during the game, okay? 5 or more times minus 140, fewer than 5 times even. I will bet you he won't tweet during the game. Because he'll be watching the game.
Well, he watches news and tweets during news. So.
Right, but he tweets about something he sees on the news if it's in respect to something he said or did or something that Hillary Clinton said or did.
Suppose there's a player who takes a knee during the National Anthem.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The National Anthem, he could tweet.
Okay.
Malcolm Jenkins might do something. I don't think he's going to take a knee.
I have a feeling, I don't know, I could be wrong. I have a feeling that no one's going to kneel during
the National Anthem. I agree with you.
And I have a feeling that if they do, NBC will be careful not to show it. Just a hunch. I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
He's also good friends with Robert Kraft and allegedly Tom Brady. So if the Patriots are winning big, I could see him tweeting out congratulations and saying how they were the best.
Can't wait to see you at the White House.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's my lock. I think this is, and this is a bet you can actually bet on. I think this is a lock. Gisele Bündchen will be shown over under 1.5 times.
Over.
Minus 120.
Over.
Totally over.
Yeah.
Because they're going to show her once. Just automatically.
Right.
Show her in the luxury suite celebrating. And there will be some reference to the whole ESPN, Brady, Kraft, Belichick, team's going to break up. Gisele wants him to retire. And as I heard on a podcast yesterday, Stoney, they might actually show a clip of Tom versus Time. And if they do show that, they would probably show Gisele in that clip.
So during the actual telecast of the game, not the pregame.
No. During the game, how many times will they show? I think that is a lock.
So do I.
And that's the biggest lock I've seen so far. What's your favorite bet? You said you had one.
My favorite one is an actual bet. There's a golf tournament going on in Phoenix.
Oh, I don't like these
ones. I love these. John Rahm's total last round score, minus 26.5. Against the longest touchdown in the Super Bowl. So if John Rahm shoots a 68 on Sunday, minus 26.5, that's what, 41.5?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So the longest, if you take John Rahm in that bet, you have to hope that the longest touchdown is not 42 yards. It's under that.
But see, the reason I don't like those bets, like I was talking,
I think they're so bizarre. That's why I like them.
That's too complicated.
I was talking to Leach, and who, you know, he doesn't bet, but he knows for some reason all the lines and props, which I find bizarre. And he was like, he was talking about like first touchdown, great value pick is like LeGarrette Blount is like 20-1. I'm like, okay, but value pick is different from actually what you think is going to happen because yeah, it could be LeGarrette Blount,
right?
It could just easily be Alshon Jeffrey. It could just easily be Nick Foles taking it in. I mean.
Exactly.
A lot of things have to happen. I would never bet on who I think will score the first touchdown.
It's like a future bet where, like, the one I did out in Vegas a couple years ago where I just put 20 down on the Broncos and they won.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a chance that they might win. I did it with the Eagles this year.
Right.
I could make a little money Sunday.
Just
$10 or whatever.
But right.
Yeah, it's like a future bet.
See, I remember we were in Vegas, and we got to Vegas on Thursday night. And that was the night the Eagles went to Carolina and beat the Panthers.
Yeah. And I was like.
And you're like, wow, these guys are pretty good.
That was
right?
a big time win, and that was a coming out party. And the next morning, they were still 12-1, and I'm like, why not?
And I think
actually I put 20 on it, not $10.
I think I bet at halftime of that game on the Panthers because they were home.
Right.
I think they had just beaten the Lions. Right. I'm like, yeah, the Panthers look pretty good, and like, wow, the Eagles. That was for me like when I first realized the Eagles were actually pretty good.
I wish I was actually putting more down, but I just don't really want to do that because I don't. It's just fun money.
All right, here's some other ones. With the Super Bowl being played in Minnesota, will Justin Timberlake cover a Prince song? Yes is -140. No is even. So -140, of course, means you have to bet 140 to win 100.
I'm betting on the Prince.
I am too.
Even if it's just a riff, you know. Of like,
oh yeah,
like a Let's Go Crazy.
Yes. You could do a 1 minute because these Super Bowl halftime shows have become more montages than just coming out and playing three songs.
They're like 13. 13 minutes.
Okay.
And they try to get as many as they can. I know, like, Springsteen took one song and took a complete chorus out or a complete verse out. Or
right. Now, this one I thought interesting, but based on our predictions, maybe you guys don't think it is. The Patriots win by between 1 and 6 points plus 300, meaning you bet 100, you win 300. If you think it's going to be a close game,
that's a good value bet right there. How about this one? Considering that. We pointed out that the Patriots have had a lot of these in the first quarters. Will there be a scoreless quarter?
In the entire game?
Yeah, in the game. Yes is plus 320. No is minus 400. I would take the yes, right?
I would too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
How about this? Gronkowski receiving yardage or length of Trump's State of the Union in minutes? He had an 80-minute speech the other night.
80 minutes, 80 Gronk. Minutes. That's a good one.
That's a toughie.
Is that a legit one, or did you make that one up?
I made that up.
Oh, that's the best one I made up. That's a really good one. I mean, that could be out there.
I don't know.
Very comparable. Because I could see Gronk going, five catches?
80 yards, yeah.
Five catches, 75 yards. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't exactly know what Gronk we're going to see either.
Total yardage and field goals made by Steven Gostkowski or Pistons total points versus the Heat?
Total field goal yardage?
Yeah.
So let's say... 340
yarders, 120.
Right.
Oh, I'd go with Gostkowski. Yeah, I think.
Best, yeah.
What do you have, Greg? Any ones you like?
One that comes up every year, and it's independent of any team. Shortest touchdown over under 1.5 yards. Hammer that under. Always take the under on that one.
Always bet that
there'd be a 1 yard touchdown run.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're probably right on that. Yeah, 1 yard. Because you might get the pass interference in the end zone, that kind of thing, where then they get a first and goal at the one. Yeah.
Or even this was kind of sneaky. A couple years ago, Super Bowl 50, Malik Jackson recovered a fumble in the end zone for a touchdown.
Ah.
0 yard touchdown. That would cover under two.
Nice. Well, take it what you just said literally. Sneaky. Tom Brady's one of the best sneak quarterbacks in the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes it just a little more possible.
How about first accepted penalty? False start at 7-2. Encroachment offsides 3-1 and holding.
That's just so random, though. I mean, who knows?
Pass interference 6-1. Holding 3-1. Illegal block 5-1. I like the illegal block on the opening kickoff.
Here's another one I think is a really good bet. Will there be a lead change in the second half plus 130?
Oh, historically, there has been. Especially
if you think it's a close game.
Yes.
Right?
I take the plus 130.
Will there be a lead change?
Yeah.
Although, technically, in the game last year, there was not a lead change, was there? The Patriots came back and tied it, and then they went to overtime. Is that how it worked?
I mean, not in the second half, but if
does that include, does that include overtime?
Right, I think it's just the second half. Anyway, if you have any prop bets you like, let us know. 248-539-9797 or on the ticket text 97136. Jamie and Stoney on the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.